Mr. and Mrs. Albert Chipchase of 23 Windermere Close have been married for 10 years. They have no children and are thus able to lead active social lives. Each Friday evening they go out together to see a good film or to visit Mrs. Chipchase's mother. Each Wednesday Mrs. Chipchase goes to her evening class. Monday is Mr. Chipchase's night out, but on his night out he stays in, as his main interest is seeing a good film, and they go to see a good film every Friday, unless they visit Mrs. Chipchase's mother. Tonight is Wednesday night. Mrs. Chipchase will go to her evening class in elementary archaeology.
Well, dear.
What?
Time for me to brave the elements.
Right.
It's bitter tonight.
Cold night for archaeology.
That's what you always say.
It's always cold.
Anyway, it's only theory.
I think I'll just have a quiet sit.
You always say that.
I always do it.
And the other bit?
What? Oh, yes. Unless I pop in to see Mrs. Sprague.
I'm sure she'd be delighted.
Nearly seven.
Time to brave the elements.
Yes.
Oh, you won't forget to lock the back door, will you?
I'll do that, yes.
And you won't forget to leave the front door open so I can get in?
Yes, I'll do that.
Good.
Isn't it time to brave the elements?
Oh, and if Mother rings...
Is there much in the paper tonight?
I said if Mother rings...
Yes.
If she rings, just tell her, yes, Hilda says it's all right about the pinking shears. She'll understand.
Yes, I'll see to it.
I'll have to slip upstairs and powder my nose before I brave the elements.
Don't worry, I'll see to it.
You're not listening.
Eh? Oh, I'm sorry, dear, I wasn't listening.
You're not listening.
I know, I said...
I know you said.
Good.
I'm going. I won't bother coming in again. I'll say goodbye now.
Goodbye now.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye, dear.
Mr. Albert Chipchase prepares himself for the evening. He switches off the radio. He turns up the television.
Well, I always think of the balance of payments in terms not of sterling, but of Scotch whisky. Makes it more palatable somehow. And what we're arguing about is a nip. No more than a nip, isn't that so, Meldrum?
He switches down the sound and settles down on the 1956-style contemporary settee, with beside him the morning paper, the evening paper, and a quarter of fudge supplied by Mrs. Chipchase, a treat.
Now, let's see. Radio Times, TV Times, cigarettes, matches, ashtray.
A souvenir from Cannes.
That looks like everything.
And within a matter of minutes, he will be sound asleep.
Lovely and warm.
But wait a minute.
Yes, hang on a minute.
There's something Albert Chipchase must do, if it's not to be done later.
Better relieve myself before I get too settled.
So, up from the settee, across the room, and up the stairs, one at a time, but briskly, up to the door of the smallest room.
Hey, the door's stuck.
The door is indeed stuck.
Hey, but...
But wait. Engaged?
But there's nobody in, only me.
So, down the stairs, two at a time, and breathing hard. Into the warm living room.
There's somebody using it. Somebody using my toilet.
Part owned by the Building Society.
But it's impossible. People don't. They can't possibly. Only the thing that makes it possible is the fact that you heard it. You heard it. Now sit down.
But Albert Chipchase is rational, as befitting a loyal employee of the General Post Office, who can calculate the cost of any combination of postal order without reference to official documents.
But I'm in the house by myself, so there can't be anybody in there.
True.
Nevertheless, the door wouldn't open and you heard a flushing noise, right?
Right.
Well, supposing the door was stuck. Gloss paint expands in the steaming heat from the bathroom next door, and what do you get? Adhesion, that's what you get. Heat equals expansion equals adhesion. Door gets stuck. Now, what about the flushing?
Yes, the flushing would appear to be crucial.
Well, you only heard it. The noise. These are terrace houses. Noise transmits very easily.
Breathing less heavily now, Albert Chipchase.
It could have been one of the neighbours using their toilet. Either Mr. and Mrs. Hodges... Mr. or Mrs. Hodges.
And number 25. Man and wife these 30 years, with a dog called Spot.
Or it could have been Mrs. Sprague.
Number 21, Windermere Close. Conveniently regarded as a widow by her charitable neighbours.
The thing is, how to check? How to verify it was somebody else's flush? Ask them. Well, why not? Hodges, he's a sensible chap. Now then, Mr. Hodges. Yeah, long time no see. It's just a routine call. A funny thing happened to me tonight on the way to the lavatory.
Hello.
Oh, hello?
Who's that?
Chipchase.
Who, Chase?
Albert Chipchase.
Hang on, the picture's forming itself.
From next door.
That's it, got it.
Good.
Where are you ringing from?
Home, from next door.
STD?
Pardon?
Like long distance?
No.
It's a joke. Next door, long distance.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sorry, a bit slow on the uptake.
Don't worry about it. Is that it, then?
Yes. No. Really, I was just wondering whether you've been in all night, that's all.
I'll tell you what I've been doing.
Oh, yes?
I'm having a lovely evening in front of a fire. That's my favourite thing.
Well, I enjoy a quiet evening at home.
And, of course, you're having your phone in your living room.
Oh, well, we find it's convenient.
I remember from when your vacuum cleaner broke.
Oh, yeah, very kind, that was.
On the other hand, we have our telephone in the hall.
Ah, you get the privacy.
And the draft.
The draft?
Like one of your wind tunnels, you could design aeroplanes in here.
Fancy.
And in there, I've got my armchair, a bottle of brown, a bag of nuts and a fire halfway up the flue.
It takes a lot of beating.
Anyway, it's very good of you to ring. You want to pop in sometime. Don't wait for the cleaner to go again.
Well, thank you,
Al. Anytime you're in the area.
That's very kind, thank you.
Ta-ta, then.
Ta-ta, then.
Rational Albert Chipchase is not slow to see the truth of the situation.
I didn't ask him.
He draws the obvious conclusion.
So I still don't know.
And he knows where the responsibility lies.
A bit of a fool, Hodges. Gasping to get back to his roaring fire and his brown ale. I bet he sits in his socks. I'll try Mrs. Sprague. Hello, Mrs. Sprague. I'm sorry to bother you. What? Oh, you don't mind being bothered? Well, I should talk to you more often, shouldn't I? No, seriously, though, Mrs. Sprague, the fact of the matter is, and putting it bluntly, have you used your toilet within the last half hour?
Mrs. Sprague is not at home.
All right, Mrs. Sprague. Sorry to bother you. I'll ring again later.
Albert Chipchase reassesses the situation.
No. Mrs. Sprague may have just gone out, having previously used the toilet. On the other hand, we still don't know about Hodges, with him being so evasive. And there's two of them, so statistically it's more likely to have been a Hodges flush than a Sprague flush. That's assuming it wasn't ours. Yeah.
He wedges a chair against the door, rationally.
We'll have to persevere with Hodges. Hello, Mr. Hodges. I'm sorry to bother you again, but just a small thing I forgot to mention. No, not the vacuum cleaner. No, not the vacuum cleaner.
Hello.
Oh, hello?
Who's that?
Oh, it's me again, Mr. Chipchase. It's all right. It's not the vacuum cleaner.
What vacuum cleaner's that?
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't really mean to be frivolous.
Hey, do you ever watch That Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
I beg pardon?
It's a belting programme.
Well, I've heard good reports.
Listen to this. He's up to his neck in this quicksand, and they're in this helicopter, and they've got this special machine that sprays out a veritable hail of 6-inch nails. What do you do?
I don't know.
You're in a quicksand. Come on, do you duck?
Hard to say.
The situation's desperate. You've got to think smart.
Well, I don't think I'd duck. Not in a quicksand.
If you don't duck, you're a pincushion, riddled with 6-inch nails.
Well, I dare say he'll find a way.
He'll find a way. I'll go back in there, and I'll say to Dora, how did he get out of that quicksand? And she'll say, well, quicksand. She's head down over her knitting, you see.
Does she do a lot of knitting?
Acre upon acre. I think she's knitting a grass verge for the corporation. It's green, any road.
Well, I'm sorry if you're missing your television, Mr. Hodges.
I'm sorry as well.
But it really is urgent.
Is it?
And a bit personal.
Personal?
Yes.
I like that Batman as well.
Oh, yes.
That flaming Batmobile. Well, I mean, where's your family saloon alongside of that? Where's your Anglia and your A40?
Mr. Hodges, have you been to the lavatory any time in the last 3/4 hour?
I see.
Have you used your toilet recently?
What is it, an opinion poll?
No, nothing like that.
What do you want to know for?
Well, there was this strange noise and I couldn't account for it, and I'm trying to eliminate all the possibilities before I rush to any conclusions, and I wondered whether you or your wife...
I think you should leave Mrs. Hodges out of this.
Well, I don't mean to be offensive.
She's got us using pink paper. Is that any good?
Well, all I want to know is...
It's red china that's at the root of the trouble.
Red china?
I'll sleep sounder if I know they've got it sorted.
Who?
The man from U.N.C.L.E.
You said red china.
In the helicopter, spraying the nails. Oh,
I didn't realise that.
Not that it matters. The news will be on any minute.
Oh, you've been wanting to watch that, will you?
I'm very fond of football. Did you know?
Oh, I didn't know.
I wait for the results at the end of the news and the palms of my hands glisten with sweat.
Are there some football matches tonight?
They play under floodlights. Great man-made beacons they are. So the players can see the other team and know who to kick. Waiting for the results. It's very tense. You've never seen sweating palms like them.
Please, will you do something for me, Mr. Hodges? Neighbour to neighbour.
If you're going to put it like that.
Oh, just a small scientific test, an experiment. I'd like you to go upstairs and pull your lavatory chain.
You'd like me to do that?
I'd be deeply indebted.
You'd be deeply indebted?
Oh, truly.
I see. What part do you play in the experiment?
I listen to the noise it makes.
You listen to the noise it makes?
Now, I wouldn't ask you such a thing if it wasn't important.
You say it's in the interest of science?
Yes.
Tell me, when I pull the chain, do I have to go first, scientifically speaking?
Go first?
You know, go.
Well, it's entirely optional, Mr. Hodges. I think you should use your own discretion.
See, there's fundamental patterns involved. It's not easy to deviate.
If you could just pull the chain, that would be deeply appreciated.
I see. Wait there. Well, did you hear anything?
No.
Can I go now?
Oh, please do, and thank you for the help.
Never let it be said I stood in the way of technological progress.
Deeply appreciated.
Do you still work at the post office?
Yes.
Been selling a lot of stamps recently?
Oh, not particularly, no.
Glass of hot milk with some rum in it, that's your best bet.
Oh, it's all right, I haven't got a cold.
No, I can tell it's not a cold.
Anyway, thanks for the help.
Urban society, it's playing steam with all of us.
What?
Well, I'll have to go and stop her. The knitting's creeping out into the hallway. She goes mad, you know. Rum and hot milk, don't forget.
I didn't hear a sound. He pulled his chain, but I didn't hear a sound.
He wouldn't hear a sound in any case, because he's in the living room.
Well, it wouldn't be wise to leave the living room in these circumstances.
In any case, the chair's still wedged against the door.
He'll be able to sit in his socks watching the news now, if he can see past the knitting.
Albert Chipchase decides to listen to the news. He switches up the sound.
Killing 25 people and injuring many more. An official spokesman said it was due to a map reading error and disciplinary action would be taken if appropriate. A BMA spokesman today said that the two greatest problems facing society were loneliness and tightly fitting shoes. He pointed out that in communist...
Albert Chipchase reaches a firm and final decision, not for the first time.
Mrs. Sprake.
Number 21, Windermere Close.
It is necessary to eliminate Mrs. Sprake. Mrs. Sprake, is it? Ah, oh, there's chaps round here fancy you, Mrs. Sprake. Oh, I'm sorry, no offence, madam, none taken, I trust. You see, I'm under some stress. The urban society creates pressures, and there's this red Chinaman in the laboratory. Well, red and yellow, I suppose, seeing as you asked, Mrs. Sprake, and he's threatening to spray me with 6-inch nails. Now, please assist me, Mrs. Sprake. Oh, I fancy you, Mrs. Sprake.
47729.
Oh, is it?
47729, who's speaking, please?
Is that Mrs. Sprake?
Yes, who's that?
It's Chipchase.
Chip?
Chase, Albert Chipchase, I'm your next-door neighbour.
How very nice of you to ring.
Thank you, I just...
Did you ring earlier?
No. Oh, well, that is to say, I might have...
I was just coming in when the phone started ringing. I'd been to the corner shop.
Oh, the off-licence, I know.
To buy some bread. They sell bread round the clock, it's most convenient. Well, bread is one of the basics, isn't it?
I couldn't agree more.
And then, of course, it's Wednesday, isn't it? Am I right?
I think it's Wednesday, yes.
Your wife's night class?
Yes.
Oh, I know. You don't have to tell me.
Tell me?
Nosy Parker, that's what you're thinking. No business of hers.
Oh, I don't know. We are neighbours.
I like your attitude, Mr. Chipchase. Actually, it's the fishmonger. He's a mine of information, knows everything that goes on.
I don't often eat fish.
Well, we all have specialised tastes. That's what makes life so interesting, isn't it? Taste. It's one of the basics.
Oh, I'm sure it is, yes.
What are you ringing up about, Mr. Chipchase?
It's a little personal.
Oh, goodness me! And on a Wednesday?
Well, that's it, in a nutshell. Now, being Wednesday, my wife's at the night class and...
Is she doing well?
Well, she got a beta plus last week in a test.
Oh, many congratulations.
Yes, I'll tell her. Of course, it's only elementary archaeology.
Never mind. The country needs archaeologists.
Well, it's all exports, isn't it?
Everywhere you look.
Mrs. Sprague, I shall have to be very direct. Blunt, even.
Please don't hesitate.
Two simple questions. Did you go to the lavatory at or around 7:30 p.m? Secondly, if the answer to the first question isn't conclusive, would you kindly go to your lavatory now and pull the chain in the interests of research?
Is that all?
Oh, I'm sorry, please.
I won't ask you to repeat all that.
Well, I think I made myself clear. Hmm? But you haven't answered, Mrs. Sprake.
You're the man that looks at me in the street.
Well, we are neighbours.
Says good morning out of the side of his mouth, quietly, though, in case the world hears.
Well, I'm naturally quiet spoken, even at school.
Got to be careful what you say to the Jezebel of Windermere Close, in case the neighbours get the wrong idea.
Oh, they don't call you that.
Don't they?
No.
According to my information...
Well, the fishmonger.
The fishmonger.
Well, I don't often eat fish.
Do you know what I'm waiting for?
Well, it's never easy to say.
I'm waiting for some man in Windermere Close to have the courage to look me in the eye and say, I fancy you, Mrs. Sprake.
I see.
Well?
Well, it'll hardly be me.
You don't fancy me.
Well, I do, but...
You've got to get there by way of pulling lavatory chains in the interest of research.
Oh, no, that's a different issue altogether.
You could have fooled me.
No, it's a quite separate thing.
I'll be kind to you, Mr. Chipchase.
Thank you.
I'll pretend this conversation never took place.
Well, I'd rather you didn't. I'd rather you went and pulled the chain with the greatest of respect.
If you want to look me in the eyes and say it, I'd rather you did. Don't say good morning out of the side of your mouth. Don't mention lavatory chains again. And don't, just don't bother me anymore. I'd rather be left alone.
Well, thank you for being so frank.
I just want to be left alone.
So do I. It's a problem, isn't it?
Good night, Mr. Chipchase.
I just want to be left alone. But they won't listen.
Albert Chipchase is worried.
Hodges thinks I'm round the twist.
Not easily tolerated in Windermere Close. Insanity.
Mrs. Sprake thinks I fancy her.
Chipchase is realistic.
I do fancy her. Everybody does, only... Well, you don't.
Not easily tolerated in Windermere Close. Adultery.
And I've been saying these things. They know now. They know what I'm thinking. Sundays, cleaning the car, they'll look out, they'll see me, and they'll think, ah, yes.
Sex mechanic.
It makes you want to grab the words back out of the air and shove them back in your head, but they can do less harm. Mind you.
A small silver lining.
She didn't seem to mind. She didn't like the approach, but she didn't seem to mind me fancying her in principle. That's something.
Albert Chipchase looks in the mirror.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Oh, yes, we are surrounded by life, even when there's somebody in your toilet.
The silver lining fades into the gloom.
Red china. That's if he's still there.
He checks the chair wedged against the door.
Good. Now, if he's still there, the light will be on. And the toilet's at the front of the house, therefore, the light will be visible from the house opposite. Nethercotts.
Mr. and Mrs. Nethercott, 24 Windermere Close. No distinguishing features.
Well, they should be on the phone. They've got a wire fastened to the house, any road. Yes, here we are. Nethercott. Good evening, Mr. or Mrs. Nethercott. Would you please look at my house and tell me whether the lavatory light is on? It's directly above the front door. It's painted terracotta. Yes. Well, it's a sort of brown.
Svensson?
Mr. Nethercott, is that?
I am Svensson.
I was expecting Mr. Nethercott.
Svensson, trainee industrial diviner.
Industrial diviner?
Trainee industrial diviner.
Look, is that Mr. Nethercott's house? I'm sure I dialed the right number.
I am also lodger, in addition.
Oh, you're a student, aren't you? I've seen you with your scarf.
I am digging in this spare room.
I know now.
Trainee industrial diviner. Also Ho-level English.
Ho-level?
Leading upwards to Hay-level. As an aid to communication. Only connect, as your own E.M. Cronin has it.
I see. Is Mr. Nethercott in?
He has gone to the inn.
Yes, he sometimes does that.
He says he will get a stone or a newt. I'm not sure which one.
Is Mrs. Nethercott in?
Alas, no. At 6 o'clock, she fled to the house of her mother. Weeping.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I also.
Well, the thing is, Mr. Svensson, I have a slight problem.
You also?
Yes.
Alas.
Well, you might be able to help.
I am lusting to assist.
Well, you see, I live in the house opposite, just across the road from you.
Yeah?
I wonder, could you open your front door?
The front door, yeah?
Can you do that?
Obviously, it is instantly beside me.
Well, if you look across the street, you'll see my house. Now, the front door's painted a sort of brown.
A terracotta?
Yes,
It looks brown in the artifice of the street lamps.
Now, immediately above the front door is a small window.
The window of the Volta closet.
Yeah, yes.
I see it. As trainee industrial diviner, I am intimate with technology.
Yeah, well, you would be, being a trainee...
industrial diviner.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what I want to know is whether the light's on in that room.
Does a light burn in the Volta closet window, you ask?
I ask, does a light burn in the water closet window?
A light burns in the water closet window.
Thank you very much. That's what I wanted to know.
Is this the end?
Oh, I beg your pardon?
Are we at the terminus?
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you very much for all the help.
Oh, I'm grateful to you for all your kindness.
Not at all.
It is all part of the urgency of communication, is it not?
I couldn't agree more.
We must be allies, your nation and mine.
Well, anything I can do...
I am thankful for your mercy.
Please think no more about it.
I swear I will.
Well, good night, Mr. Svensson.
Hello, Mr. Chipchase.
So, we know... a light burns from the window. He shut himself in there. And I've shut myself in here. Deadlock. But you can't just sit here accepting it. You can't just let them take over like this.
Albert Chipchase, you need action, not words.
Ring Mrs. Sprague again. Yeah, but it's dark. She might think... oh, well, she already knows that. And he shut himself in there. Hodges, what about Hodges? Mr. Hodges, there's somebody in my house. Somebody red and somebody yellow, and I'm not equipped, Mr. Hodges. I don't have the 6-inch nails or the communication. Oh, engaged. Talking to the man from Uncle.
Yes, unless he's taking the phone off the hook for the sake of peace and quiet.
Wants to watch television without being disturbed.
Albert Chipchase checks what's on television.
Here's Montpellier, this gay little Welshman in the red corner. He's got 5 brothers, by the way, and he's an apprentice industrial diviner. And this is his first fight as a featherweight.
Albert Chipchase decides the police won't be watching television.
The police won't be watching television?
The police.
It's all gone far enough.
The police?
I pay rates. I pay taxes. I have my rights as a citizen. I'm not acting in a rash or irresponsible manner.
The police?
I'm simply putting my trust in those who've been democratically elected.
The police?
Well, that's a point. Of course, they're not elected. Where do they come from? Well... they're just produced from a special source of supply. A source of supply of policemen. It's funny. Policemen just seem to happen.
All he knows is that they do happen.
Excuse me, sir, would you mind stepping this way? I'm sorry, Constable, I can't. You are standing on my hand, and there's a chair wedged against my living room door.
Albert Chipchase is frightened of policemen.
Well, it's just that they tend to be dark blue.
But he's also frightened of the man in the lavatory.
Well, they tend to be red. And yellow.
Which is he most frightened of?
Oh, 999, then. Here goes. All right. Oh, hello. I'm sorry to bother you, but I need help without fear or favour, and it's getting near to the end of the day.
Hello, which service do you require?
Service?
Fire, police, ambulance?
Well, I've got a nice fire, thank you. I'd like a policeman, please.
One moment, please.
Hello?
Hello? Is that the police?
That would appear to be a correct assumption.
Good.
What would be the nature of your inquiry?
I've got a bit of a problem.
Oh, you're not alone, my friend. The whole world's got a bit of a problem. Name?
Chipchase. Albert Chipchase.
Uh-huh. Address?
23 Windermere Close.
A good address to have, Mr. Chipchase.
Well, we like
oh,
it here.
Oh, very desirable. What we term a violence and rape-free zone, in technical language. I often say to my chief super, give me Windermere Close and I'll give you a haven of tranquility.
Well, this must be an exception.
Are you ringing from home?
Yes.
Oh, I can tell. You know, you learn to sense these things in my job. I can sense the background quiet. You know what I mean? Value it, Mr. Chipchase. It's hard come by a bit of background quietness in this day and age. It's all rock and roll.
Well, it's one of the basics, isn't it?
You wouldn't by any chance be watching television.
Well, it's on, but I'm not really watching it.
Amateur boxing, is it?
It's boxing. I don't know whether it's amateur.
Boxing with vests?
Yes, they're wearing vests.
Oh, I was watching it earlier in the canteen. You don't happen to know the score, do you?
Well, I've got the sound turned down.
Oh, don't worry, they'll flash it on. Like, flash it on in writing. If you could just keep half an eye on it, I'd be very appreciative. It's Wales versus Liechtenstein.
Yes, I'll watch out for it.
I enjoy properly channelled violence. It's a grand, healthy outlet for base instincts.
Properly supervised, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm all in favour of firm supervision.
Look, the thing I'm ringing up about...
Did you see the welterweights?
Welterweights.
This big Welsh bastard, he didn't have to get some hammer. I enjoyed that. I hate Welshmen. No reason, it's blind and irrational, but I do, I hate them. Amusing, isn't it, anything like that?
Funny.
Have they flashed it up yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, never mind. Look, as soon as they do...
I'll tell you.
We like to get the public's cooperation. Not that we have any trouble down Windermere Close. My word, that is a haven.
Well, actually, it's about my toilet.
You what?
Toilet, lavatory.
Somebody's pinched it, have they?
No.
Oh, well, that gives us an head start.
There's somebody in there.
Well, you've got to go. You've got to go, Mr. Chipchase.
No, what I mean is, I'm alone in the house, but there's somebody in the toilet.
Oh, there's a contradiction there. You realise that?
I'm sorry.
If you're alone, there can't be anybody in the toilet. If, on the other hand, there's somebody in the toilet, you can't be alone. You see what I'm driving at?
I see what you mean.
Defending counsel would drive an horse and cart through it.
Yes, I understand.
Let's try again. Resolve the contradiction.
I thought I was alone in the house.
Better.
Till I discovered the toilet door locked, the light on inside, and heard the chain being pulled.
Excellent. Simple thoughts, clearly expressed.
Can you do something?
Ah, well, now, I can't pretend there's a lot of this going on, because, frankly, there isn't. So we can't apply the modus operandi. A fairly unique case.
I don't care how unique it is.
Well, that would appear to be a rather offhand attitude.
I don't mean
that. Unlike saying I don't care how many murders there are, as long as nobody murders me. Have they flashed up that score yet?
Not yet. I keep looking.
How long's it been going on?
It came on after the news, I think.
No, not the boxing. This, red Chinaman in your what's-it.
How did you know?
How did I know what?
How did you know it was Chinese communists?
Oh, I see. I understand, yes.
Is there something going on? Something afoot? Something the public doesn't know about?
There's always a few things the public doesn't know about.
And you get special information, don't you?
It can happen from time to time. We do have our sources. Look, sir, what sort of job do you do?
I'm a trainee industrial diviner.
Would you mind repeating that?
I'm sorry, it was a slip of the tongue. I work in the post office selling stamps and postal
long
orders.
Long hours?
Not particularly.
But an heavy burden of responsibility?
No, not really, no, it's rather easy.
Personal trouble, domestic tensions?
No, it's always very quiet.
Ah, but you give me quiet and I'll give you sinister undercurrents, half-suppressed desires.
Well, I wouldn't really say that.
What's the woman's name?
What woman?
Come on, Mr. Chipchase, don't play games with me.
Oh, you mean Mrs. Sprague?
I see. Mrs. Sprague.
You must have been talking to the fishmonger.
We have our sources.
But it's just talk. Nothing ever happens. I mean, I'm a happily married man.
Married for how long?
10 years.
Children?
No, but we have lots of outside interests. We're very contented.
I'm sure you are, Mr. Chipchase.
You sound as if you don't believe me.
Belief is outside my terms of reference. My job is to probe.
Well, I don't want probing. I've had enough probing for one night. I just want to sit quietly on my own and be left alone. I just want to be left alone, and they won't. He won't. But that's all I want. It's reasonable, isn't it? Hey, are you there?
I'm here, Mr. Chipchase.
Wales 3, Liechtenstein 7.
Smash the bastards! Oh, I derive great pleasure from those numbers. Isn't it extraordinary? A good clean fight, though. The best team won.
What are you going to do?
I'll probably say a silent thank you to the Lord above for giving strength to the Liechtensteiners.
I've got Chinese communists in the house.
Oh, that...
Yes, what about that?
Well, between you and me, there's not an awful lot we can do about it. I mean, we're understaffed and my hands are tied.
I need help.
We'll give it a couple of days to clear up, and if it doesn't ease itself by then, we'll send somebody down to make a report.
You sound more like a doctor.
Now, that might be a better idea, Mr. Chipchase.
I need help now.
Please allow me to be the expert in police procedure.
But it's your job, it's your responsibility.
Have it all out with your wife. It's the best thing.
It's a waste of time trying to talk to my wife.
It was 7-3, the score.
Yes.
That's a nasty little junction at the end of your road. Go careful crossing it.
Waste of time, a complete waste of time. Nobody wants to help. They just want to probe. All probing and thumping and domestic tensions and making me say things about Edna. I never said things like that before. I never said... Now, leave me alone. I never said it. Well, who is it? It can't be him. There isn't a phone in the toilet. It'll be the police. They're sending somebody round.
Albert Chipchase answers the phone, but only to stop it ringing.
Hello?
Now then, how are you?
Me?
It's Hodges from next door. Long distance, you know.
Oh.
It is you, isn't it?
Me?
Mr. Chipchase?
Yes.
Good. Good. And you're all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Good. Grand?
Yes.
Dora said to ring you. I told her about how you rang earlier, and she said, Dora, that is, she said, ring him and see how he is.
Well, fine.
Got it all sorted out, did you?
Oh, you mean...
Your little spot of bother.
Oh, yes, thank you, all sorted.
I thought it might. They often do in the long run.
Been watching television.
Oh, the amateur boxing.
With vests.
I enjoy a bit of boxing.
Liechtenstein won, then, I say.
Did they?
Yeah, they flashed it up.
I must have missed that. I don't watch it for the scores, just for the cut eyes.
Well, they won. They flashed it up. Didn't I thump that big Chinese bastard?
You what?
The policeman.
Oh.
My word. I derived great pleasure from that.
Good. Very good. Well, Dora said, just ring and see he's all right.
I'm all right. Thanks.
Grand. I'll tell her that. Well, I'll say good night. Then. Good night.
Good night.
Albert Chipchase sits quite still.
Now they can laugh. Hodges and Dora. Roll up the knitting and have a good laugh. They don't really care. Not about me. Mrs. Sprague only cares about the basics. Nobody cares about anything in Windermere Close. It's desirable, but nobody's allowed to have any desires. Mr. Nethercott goes to the inn to get a stone or a newt, but he never gets either. Just two halves and a joke about a couple of nuns. She goes to the house of her mother. No desires, just blown by the wind. And all the time, Mrs. Sprake gets bread round the clock. Hodges watches the man from Uncle and Fat Dora knits grass verges by the hour. And us?
Albert Chipchase kneels beside the 1956 model settee.
We stay in. We look and smell and think and live like people who stay in. Except archaeology night. And Fridays when we see a good film, but they don't make any more good films, so we go to her mother's. And Monday nights when I stay in on me night out. I'm a staying in person. I wish I could go out and get a stone or a newt, but you don't do that sort of thing in Windermere Close.
Albert Chipchase closes his eyes.
It's desirable. It's a violence and rape-free zone. It's a haven of tranquility. Cocker spaniels, bed implants, the man from Uncle. And everybody's dead in Windermere Close.
Albert Chipchase bows his head.
There should be somebody to help. If you dial a number, a special number, you get help, don't you? If you dial help, H-E-L-P, is that it? H-E-L-P. Yeah, I'm sure you get help. There was a circular about this in the post office.
Name and address, please, caller.
Albert Chipchase, 23, Windermere Close.
Please state the nature of your requirements.
I need help. It's this man in the toilet and Mrs. Sprague as well. I fancy her. I didn't realise till...
Please state what time you would like an appointment, if appropriate.
Well, the sooner the better. And you'll have to come here, though. I can't come to you. I'm immobilised. There's a chair against the door.
We assure you of our best attention at all times.
Well, I do appreciate it.
You will receive a postcard of confirmation by return of post.
Confirmation? Yeah, that might help.
Your message has been recorded and will be passed on to high authority in the near future.
Thank you.
Let me remind you, this is a tape recording, and I am speaking on behalf of the Universal Sunshine Insurance Company.
What?
Name and address, please, caller.
You're not a person.
Please state the nature of your requirements.
I want somebody to talk to you.
Please state.
You're not a somebody. You're
like
just a machine. That's no good. So be quiet.
We assure you of our best attention
be
at all
quiet.
Times.
Shut up! Well, help's no good, obviously. Oh, now, what was it said on that circular? I thought it was help, but... Hey, maybe it was heaven. That's it. H-E-F-E-N. Yeah, I'm sure it was heaven.
I'm sorry, caller. All long-distance lines are in use. Would you please try again later? I'm sorry, caller. All long-distance lines are in use. Would you please try again later?
Well, I'm sorry, but later's no good. It's got to be now. All long-distance lines are in use. Well, you should get more lines. We pay rates. We're entitled to more lines. We're entitled to talk to him now. I want to talk now. God. G-O-D. Must be the one. G-O-D. Well, it's bound to be that. Yeah. It's got to be G-O-D.
You are seeking the light, my friend? The word? The answer to the great secret? The biggest heart in the world, waiting only to commune with your heart. Now hear this. His is the word, he is the light. Here he is. Hear this. Hear this.
I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe.
And your dial-a-disc service comes with the cooperation of J. Warbottom and Son, your record specialist, 45 High Street. And now, listen.
Every time I hear a newborn baby cry.
It doesn't matter, help. It doesn't matter, heaven. Doesn't matter, God. I give in. I stop. Come on and get me.
Albert Chipchase stands up.
I'm waiting. Alone and unaided. I don't care if it hurts. At least it's better to feel pain than feel nothing. What's the point in being able to feel things if you never feel anything? Might as well be pain if the alternative is nothing at all. Now, come on then. Smash me. I'm waiting. Come on. I'm the one that's scared. Coming by telephone? Hello?
Hello. You don't know me?
I don't know anybody.
My name's Jack Vincent.
I don't know anybody.
Actually, the Reverend Jack Vincent, but don't let that throw you. Everybody calls me Jack.
Do they?
We're in the High Street, St. Mark's, opposite Warbottom's, the record shop. You know it?
I don't buy records.
You should, you know. Much of it's full of light and love. We have pop sessions every Tuesday night, and you'd be awfully welcome to come along. We're always anxious to swell our numbers.
Well, Tuesday's a bad night for me.
Tell me what the trouble is, Mr. Chipchase.
Who says I'm Mr. Chipchase?
Ah, we move in a mysterious way.
Your wonders to perform. Well, you'll have your work cut out this time.
You can confide in me, Mr. Chipchase.
I don't like people probing.
Oh, I'm not probing. Gently delving, perhaps. Not probing.
How do you know my name?
You live next door to Mrs. Hodges.
She knits a lot.
She does acres of good work for us, Mr. Chipchase.
I bet she does.
She seemed to think you were under some kind of strain.
Did she?
Mental strain was the message.
It's urban society.
Mr. Hodges rang up on his wife's behalf. He's not a believer himself, though he does collect waste paper for us in his minivan.
And they do a bit of spying for you on the side, eh?
If we don't talk to each other in time of trouble, what hope is there for the world, Mr. Chipchase?
That's a very good question.
I'd be happy for us to seek the answer together in the sight of God. I shall pray for you. Come what may, I shall pray for you.
Don't bother. Pray for Mrs. Sprake.
Mrs. Sprake? I don't think I've had the pleasure.
Not likely to either. There's a bit of a queue.
I beg your pardon?
Can you do anything about red china?
The power of prayer knows no bounds.
It stops at the lavatory door.
Mr. Chipchase, let me help you.
They're spraying 6-inch nails all over Windermere Close. Sunday morning they'll drive the cars out to clean them. It'll be bang, 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 bang.
I don't understand.
Well, tell me somebody that does. I certainly don't. That's why it's all such a deadly waste of time.
Oh, you shouldn't talk like that. Now listen. Every Thursday we have coffee and a frank and open discussion at somebody's house. And we all unburden ourselves. It's very informal. A shilling a head. A bob a knob, as they say in the army.
If it costs a shilling, I don't want to come.
It's a voluntary shilling.
I can buy a dirty book for a shilling. That'll take my mind off it. Thursday, did you say?
Yes.
Night school. Trainee industrial diviner.
I'll give you my phone number.
Well, talking of phone numbers, you'll know.
Anything I can do.
It's been bothering me all night. Now, what's that special telephone number you can ring if you're suffering from the stresses of our urban society?
I'm sorry?
Well, you dial the magic letters. It all gets solved for you. We had a leaflet round the post office. Came in with the last load of dog licences.
Oh, you mean the Instant Salvation Service.
Came in with the dog licences. I can see it now.
You have to dial Tologiom.
You are?
Tologiom.
Tologiom?
Rather cumbersome, I know. Technical limitations down at the exchange. They offered a sucker, but the spelling was wrong from our point of view.
T Telogion.
It stands for the light of glory in our midst.
I knew that must be it. Now, what happens if I dial Telogion?
Well, the exchange puts you through to one of an interdenominational panel of spiritual advisors.
Oh, I see. Now, who's on tonight?
Well, I am, as it happens.
And what advice would you give?
Well, every Thursday we have coffee and a free and frank discussion at somebody's house.
Well, thank you very much. I shall be at night school. Hey, level red Chinese.
I'll send you some leaflets by way of Mrs. Hodges.
I don't suppose I can do much to stop you.
And I'll pray for you, Mr. Chipchase.
Well, all the best. He wasn't in before when I tried. Cheek. Ringing up saying, excuse me, I hear you're going round the bend. I can fix it for a shilling.
Albert Chipchase sits down and waits.
I'll manage on my own, thank you very much.
He squares his chin.
Without Hodge, Mr. or Mrs., without Mrs. Sprake, without trainee industrial diviners, without policemen, without Telogion, without Edna. Without Edna. Without Edna, that's how far we've travelled.
Albert Chipchase has forgotten the man in the lavatory.
I'm forgetting.
Until...
Hey, what's that?
The door rattles.
It's the door rattling.
He remembers the man in the lavatory.
No, go away. I didn't mean any of it. I'm sorry I said all those things. Honestly, I love my wife. I respect my fellow men. I say me prayers every night. Every night. Edna?
I couldn't get the door open.
No, I noticed.
You didn't rush to help.
Well, the chair would appear to have got pushed against the door somehow.
Whatever for?
It's just one of those things. Life, I suppose.
What were you shouting about?
No, I wasn't shouting.
I heard you shouting.
It must have been the telly.
You've turned the sound down.
No, but I had it turned up loud, and I was just turning it down when you came, and that's why I was a long time opening the door, because I was over by the telly, and this chair got pushed against the door.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, it was this play on, with lots of shouting and that.
That's not a play, that's the epilogue.
The man from Telogion.
Oh, yes.
Pleasant evening.
So-so. You?
So-so. That's what we always say.
Yes.
I watch some boxing.
You know you don't like boxing.
Boxing with vests. Liechtenstein and Wales. They whipped the bastard 7-3.
Albert! I think I'd better make some coffee.
Right.
I'll just pop and powder my nose first. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Just the way you looked?
No, nothing. You go and powder your nose.
I think I left the light on up there.
You did?
You switched it off?
No.
Why ever not?
I'm sick of switching things off.
Oh, goodness me.
Sick of switching things off.
Mr. and Mrs. Albert Chipchase, 23 Windermere Close, have been married for 10 years. They have no children and are thus able to lead active social lives. Each Friday evening they go out together to see a good film or to visit Mrs. Chipchase's mother. Each Wednesday Mrs. Chipchase goes to her evening class. Monday is Mr. Chipchase's night out, but on his night out he stays in, as his main interest is seeing a good film, and they go to see a good film every Friday, unless they visit Mrs. Chipchase's mother. Tonight was Wednesday night.
The What on the Landing, first broadcast on the BBC Home Service on Wednesday, the 9th of August, 1967. It was written by Alan Plater and starred Bernard Cribbins as Albert Chipchase, Catherine Nash as Edna Chipchase, and Geoffrey Banks as the narrator. Harold Innocent played Hodges, Juliet Cook, Mrs. Sprake, the Reverend Jack Vincent and Svensson, both played by Geoffrey Wheeler, James Beck played Spilsby, and Stephanie Turner was the secretary. The producer was Albert Bradley.